We all welcome everybody. Thank you all for coming to this retreat. We've never done this before, to have a retreat with all these different masters, but since we're having a conclave this autumn, we thought this is the perfect opportunity to invite monks from various temples to come and offer the Dharma, each in their own way, the facets of the dual. So what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce each one, and each one will say a little something about what they might talk about, I hope, yes. And I'll do it in the order in which they're going to do their talk so we don't confuse ourselves. I have my cheat sheet, so. First is going to be Rev. Master Mugo. Rev. Master Mugo will do our first talk. She was ordained by Rev. Master G.U. Many of you know her. Ordained in 1981, yes, and trained here for a number of years. She's been the OBC lay ministry advisor for many years now, 20 years now. Yeah. And as many of you know, she has her.
I said fancy that.
Fancy that. She has her jademountains.net blog, which is a joy to read. And it's true. And she's here for months, 5 months. And she's said she will do a talk for us. Super Master Mugo, do you want to say something about what you're going to talk about?
Yes.
Yes.
Like an ice cream cone.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm starting off this meeting with the instructions for meditation, Fuka Zazengi. I think because it is so primarily central to our practice that it's right to start off with it. I will be doing some orientation to from whence this piece of teaching came, bringing in some basic teachings that many of you will know from Scripture of Great Wisdom and other scriptures. I'm not going to follow it as one might do with sequentially from beginning to end and commenting. It would take probably a very long time to comment on everything. So I'll be dotting around, and I hope that you find it of use. There already is some literature of translations, Reverend Scholastica, up in the guest house. I encourage you not to read too much, as I have done. And I was talking to Reverend Master Harry the other day and said, after reading all this stuff, oh God, what do you say about meditation? What is there to say? And he said, not much. well, you know, meditation happens when you stop doing everything else. So that's my instruction.
Thank you.
And it's a great honor.
And for us too. Thank you. And next one's Reverend Master Sekai, who was ordained in 1978, shortly after me, trained at Shasta for many years, ordained by Reverend Master G.U., and has been living down at Pine Mountain Temple for
a good 17 years.
17 years now. Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does. And we're honored to have you also. You'll be talking on Tuesday.
Yes. Does this thing actually work?
I think so. Just hold it up like an ice cream cone.
Okay.
There you go. Great.
Yes. 17 years. Time passes quickly. I will be talking about two of the six paramitas. Some time ago, I think about a year and a half maybe, at Pine Mountain, I put together this, we call it the purple booklet. And it's just about the six paramitas, and there's copies of it in the that meditation room in the where all the other stuff is. Please take a copy. It's yours to keep. I don't need it back. I will be addressing specifically Donna and Kshanti. And those two words generally are translated as generosity or giving in the case of Donna, or, and in the case of Kshanti, patience. So I won't probably verbatim go through what I've written in the book, but I will probably refer to it. So it'd be nice to have it with you on Tuesday. Obviously, with all these topics, meditation, of course, is one of the paramitas. One could talk, you know, we could do a whole week on each one of them, probably at least. So it's just, in a way, it's just a kind of a brief overview. But anyway, that's what I'll attempt to do anyway, if it's coherent enough to understand.
That's great. Thank you. I think Reverend Master Leandro will be the third one on Wednesday. Reverend Master Leandro was ordained at Throssell by Reverend Master Dyson Morgan, who's the abbot there, ordained in 1998, and is going to be here for... Sorry, was that right? Yes. Has I got it written down? 1998,
sure right.
Yes. And is the vice abbess over there, and she's going to be here with us for... through the conclave, actually, so she'll be here for a while. And some of you don't know her because she's from Throssell, but you will by the time we're done. And she's going to speak on Wednesday. Thank you.
Just interesting to look around, thinking it'll be a sea of faces that I don't know, but that's not true, because some I know from way, way back here, and some I know because you've been around since I arrived on Friday. It's really nice to be. I can't tell you how amazing it is to be back at Shasta and to have sneaked out 6 or 7 weeks away from Throstle Hole. I mean, it's a wonderful place. Do come and visit sometime. But it's very nice just to be. Master Mayan often talks about just be a brown blob. I don't have any responsibilities. I can just be here. And I'm so grateful to be here. Now, I've chosen a Dogen chapter, and I think it really is that I myself find Dogen amazing and wonderful. I don't think I'm just following my master, who's a great Dogen fan, but I really want to try and find a way with all of you to encourage you to engage with Dogen, because he's difficult, and people give up very easily and feel, oh, it's, I don't know what, so contradictory. He says one thing and then he says another thing, and oh, I'm just not going to bother. I'll put Dogen aside. So it's more, I hope I find a way of encouraging you to engage with this most amazing teaching. And sometimes I think it's not just that I'm finding contradictory and confusing and we want to give up. I think he demands a lot of us. He demands our kind of clear, bright minds, our authentic practice. And I begin to suspect that's why quite a lot of us say, there's plenty of other teaching. I'll just set Dogen aside. And I hope, I'm not going to go through the chapter. I think there are copies in the guest department, section by section. I just try and draw out what currently for me seems so important. And it is Buddha alone, together with Buddhas. And that's what I'm feeling very strongly in being here at Shasta. I'm not alone. This temple has existed too. And I'm just very grateful to all of us for our practice together.
Thank you.
And Reverend Master Leander, there are a few copies of the chapter that you're going to be talking about up on the guest house table. We didn't make enough for everyone, but there are a few copies up there you can read and return.
And I feel rather like the most of them. You don't have to read it. If you do want to, it's there, and it's a particular translation and a fascist translation. Some of you have been very
And then it'll be Reverend Master Scholastica, who'll be on day 4 on Thursday. And we, most of us know Reverend Master Scholastica. He was ordained by Reverend Master G.U. in 1989 and is trained here. Trained at Berkeley for a little bit, but mostly here. And we're very happy about it, too. So,
thank you.
When I was 19 and had gone to New York City seeking glamour and adventure in the big city, and I walked into a bookstore in Greenwich Village, and I came across a book called The Teachings of the Compassionate Buddha. I still have it. It was 50 cents then. I think it's increased in price, but I have my 50-cent copy. And I was in, I don't know that I'd ever heard of Buddhism. I came from the South. And I was impressed that, one, it was a very tolerant religion, and two, it was an everyday religion. Not every day in the sense of being ordinary, but every day in the sense that you had to practice it every day. That was new to me. So events and activities went on, and the years passed by, and then I found myself at Shasta Abbey in the early 80s. And one of the things that intrigued me then was actually something that will be familiar to you from Dogen, and since I don't have it memorized, I'll read it to you. To study the Buddha way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be enlightened by all things. To be enlightened by all things is to let the body and mind of the self and the body and mind of others drop off. There is a trace of realization that cannot be grasped. We endlessly express this ungraspable trace of realization. I had no idea what it meant, but I liked it, and it stuck with me. And not too many years later, I had continued to come to the Abbey, and then, as Reverend Master Mayon said, in 1989, I was ordained. And shortly afterwards, as a very, very new monk, I was asked to help Reverend Master Chiyu. I still had my RN license. She was at the point where she needed care that Medicare would only cover if it was done by an RN. And we had an RN, so I did it. And I learned a great deal. I didn't realize till about 25 years later how much I learned, but I learned a great deal. And I realized this summer, when I had the good fortune to be at our hermitage for a month and was reading, particularly realizing Genjo Koan, which is a book by Shohaku Okamura, and came across the term actualizing enlightenment. And all at once I thought, you know, that's what I watched Reverend Master Jiyu do every day, every evening, all the time that I was with her. I had no idea that's what she was doing. I just thought, gosh, she's really able to sit still, isn't she? In the midst of all these crazy myriad conditions that are going on around her, she sat still. She sat still with her increasing physical ailments. She sat still with a variety of monastic doings and undoings. And it took me this long to realize that when Dogen says enlightenment is not an experience, it's a way of being, that's what Reverend Master Jiyu was doing. She was being enlightened. It wasn't just one experience. And she certainly had a number of experiences, which I was not privy to. So I thought that later this week, I would like to offer some thoughts that have come up for me on how we manifest in our everyday life that trace of realization, how we ourselves, from our Buddha nature and our compassionate heart, can actualize enlightenment, how we can recognize when we are doing that and how we can recognize when we're not doing it. So I hope it will be of some use to you, and thank you all for coming.
Thank you. And our next word speaker will be Rev. Master Rokusan on Friday. Rev. Master Rokusan was ordained by Rev. Master Jiu in 1975. Old-timers will remember him well, and new-timers will get to know him. And he's going to be here for weeks, too, because we conned him into coming early and staying on to the conclave. And he's the prior of Columbia Zen Buddhist Priory in South Carolina.
Of all places.
He said, Zen in South Carolina, I'm it.
I represent the OBC east of I-5. So, if y'all are anything like me, you don't like being told what to do. And by the way, keeping that in mind, please offer merit whenever you meet a novice or a postulant. It's hard work, and they could use it. So, given that, I struggled with the precepts. It took me 25 or 30 years to realize that their purpose wasn't to keep me from doing what I wanted to do, but they were a gift. They were a jewel. They were an offering by the Buddha to help us to stop causing suffering for ourselves and others. And I'm hoping that I can find some words to convey to you, to those of you who may still be struggling with how to make the precepts real in your daily life and what you feel like, how you may feel like they're trying to take something away from you. And yes, they're trying to take away your suffering. They're trying to give you an opportunity to do that. And so hopefully I can give you a stronger reason to try to keep them in your daily life. It's certainly something that I have found transformative in mine. And I appreciate the opportunity to try, even if it isn't Jukai.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And our last speaker on Saturday will be Reverend Master Mado, who many of you know. She was ordained in 1980 by Reverend Master Jiu, lived here for many years, and is now the prior of Wallawa Buddhist Temple over in Joseph, Oregon.
Joseph.
And how long have you been there?
Close to 15 years.
Close to 15 years. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Well, it feels like a blessing to be here, and we have this week of training together. It feels like we're kind of in a boat heading out to sea, and I know that as we open afresh to the teachings of this tradition, particular spiritual work is going to arise for each of us in our own way. So, here we go. And as the week unfolds, I am so curious where we will find ourselves on Saturday when we gather up here for the Dharma talk that I will be having with you. And what we will find ourselves drawn to explore at that time. I know that at the heart of it will be Reverend Master Jiu herself. The magnificent gift of showing us the life of the practice, because that will be running all through this week, and I hope to celebrate that with you on Saturday. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So those are our six speakers, and I think it's wonderful, wonderful, and all different, and I think it'll be a really nice week. So, as I usually say, please be at ease, enjoy the retreat. If you're really tired, even not even really, really, really tired, but just tired, get a little extra rest, ask the guest office, and then so you're not dragging yourself. Because sometimes it's a little hard to do everything on the schedule. And it's like the precepts, is to help us, not to just tell us what to do. So relax, enjoy the retreat, and it's really nice to see everybody. Nice to have you all here. Just delighted. So,
thank you for
thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, were you able to say something? Yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
I would like to thank Reverend Master Mayan and the community for having done incredible work to get this show on the road in detail. The work has gone forth, and I'm amazed at how this machine, if you like, turned so smoothly. And thank you in advance for all the work that you'll be doing. Well, daily life, I guess, during this week. So thank you very much. And I'm sure I talk for everybody. Yes?
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So far, so good.
Can we all go home now?
Okay. So we'll have a little sitting. What we'll do is set up the hall for meditation. We'll have a fairly short sitting, a little short sitting period, and then we'll have Vespers, because some of you have traveled a long way, and so you won't stay up, be too late. So maybe just sit till 8 o'clock, but by the time we've set up, it'll take a few minutes, and then we'll have Vespers, and then just, take some quiet time. And thank you all for being here. Thank you all for coming.